Major League Baseball begins on Sunday, and many fans in the Northeast are in danger of missing the action when the Yankees start on Monday. The Yankees Entertainment Sports Network, or YES, has a contract dispute with cable provider Comcast. Yankee fans, you might miss the game, and Boston Red Sox fans feel so sorry for you. Here's Stephen Nesson of member station WNYC.
Joseph Catarba is a 40-year-old auto mechanic, but he defines himself as a dyed-in-the-wool, third-generation Yankees fan. But he lives in Washington, New Jersey, where the only cable provider in town is Comcast.
It makes me nuts. The price that I pay for my Comcast cable is over the line to begin with.
He has no plans to abandon his pinstripe pride, but Comcast, on the other hand, hasn't carried YES since November. And Catarba isn't so loyal to his service provider.
It's going to be a big change to not be able to watch the games. I'm sure I'll be able to watch online, but it's not the same thing.
Both sides are digging in their heels, prepared for a long slog. At issue seems to be money. Comcast says YES is charging too much to broadcast its channel. YES says Comcast is asking for preferential treatment in its contract. The blackout affects Comcast customers in parts of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Comcast says these viewers don't watch YES enough to warrant the high fees, which are passed on to all customers. YES CEO Tracy Dolgan says it charges roughly the same price no matter where customers are located.
And the reason we're able to do that is that the Yankees are pretty much as popular, you know, in New York City as they are in Buffalo, New York, the edge of our territory.
Dolgan says Comcast is being disingenuous and that after it dropped YES in November, it actually raised its fees. Comcast says that's true, but it's due to other channels raising their costs. Comcast's Executive Vice President for Consumer Affairs, Marcian Jenks, says there's just not enough viewers to make it worth carrying YES at the current price.
I think they believe that they could hold the Yankees fans on some level hostage around this price negotiation, and that's what they decided to do.
John Arand is a media reporter at Sports Business Daily. He says cable companies are realizing they don't have to pay the high fees demanded by regional sports networks, like YES.
I think that distributors really have become emboldened now. They're much more willing to drop sports channels in markets where the fans aren't as avid.
The Yankees do charge some of the highest fees for broadcast rights. As cable customers demand smaller packages and lower costs, it's harder for companies to pass on high network fees to consumers. And the cable companies know switching providers isn't always so easy. 50-year-old Yankee fan Craig Reiman in Avon, Connecticut, had to make a tough decision. He's relied on Comcast for everything, from Yankees games to his email account, for 20 years. But he's been a Yankee fan all his life. So he spent this week downloading every email in his Comcast account. He signed up for a new provider.
We're going to save $40 a month. I hope the service is good. I hope the internet's as fast.
So he's ready for opening day. YES and Comcast? Not so much. Both sides say they're not budging. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.